You'll forgive me here on your morning team show.
No.
I needed a song.
No.
Feliz Navidad.
It's 8:25 with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Mike actually in for Dave at this time. Hey, you know,
Feliz Navidad.
Look at the calendar. September 22nd.
Feliz Navidad.
In 3 months.
Feliz Navidad.
I can't. Anyway,
During your sports, I saw this story pop up online regarding Jose Feliciano.
All right, okay, very well.
I didn't have time to get to YouTube to find another song, and I happen to have this one on the computer, so well.
Well, it's kind of his big one, I guess you could say.
And it is actually referenced in this article I have here, so.
I understand.
Well, this is kind of cool, though. Next Wednesday, September 21st, the Billboard Latin Music Awards are going to be given out.
Yep.
And Jose Feliciano is going to receive the first ever Billboard Legend Award.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Special award that has been created. It's to honor artists with a career and personality that are larger than life. A person whose contribution to music makes them a household name who maintains a career that has withstood the test of time. I say Jose fits that bill.
I would say he fits that, yes.
Yeah. And again, it goes on to say, known for his bilingual Christmas classic, Feliz Navidad. So he's going to be recognized at the awards show. And he will also be having a release of, I didn't realize there's a documentary coming out on Jose Feliciano. It's called Behind This Guitar, and it's going to be on Peacock.
Oh, all right.
And that's coming up at the end of the month to chronicle his 60-year career.
Okay.
Very impressive.
Very good.
Very cool.
And, you know, and he does have a connection with the Detroit Tigers.
Yes. It was...
was that the 68 World Series, right?
68 World Series when legendary broadcaster Ernie Harwell was tasked to find somebody to sing the national anthem, and he said, hey, Jose, my friend, come and do the national anthem. And he did it.
And the fans hated it.
It was in his own style, and fans weren't used to that. But right. Now they've come to appreciate it.
That's right.
In fact, remember, was it the 2006 World Series, I think, when he was invited back to sing the national anthem again?
That's right.
And, of course, with various versions that you hear these days.
Yeah.
Jose, there's nothing controversial about what he did.
No, not at all. And it's, in fact, everybody loves it now. That's the thing. Yeah,
it's
one of those things. I just have to say this, though, real quick. Great career. Great career. And well-deserved for him. But Feliz Navidad, if I can hear it once and I'll say, okay, I'm in Christmas, I don't have to hear it the other 45 times during the same time. I just don't. And it doesn't matter what store you go into. Isn't that funny? It doesn't matter what store you go into. It seems like that one is always played. I don't know why.
Well, maybe it's because it still remains as one of the top 10 performing hits on Billboard's Holiday 100 chart.
Oh, there you go.
So,
that's probably why.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.